Mi nombre es Natalia en español. Mi nombre es Dorothy en inglés. And soy de Dillingham.
High school senior Dorothy Bavala has traveled previously within Bristol Bay and to Anchorage. She says that this trip to Europe is a big step.
I'm excited to see what the other part of the world looks like besides movies. I don't think I'm prepared right now, but I think I will be as soon as I'm on the flight towards Seattle.
Top among those movie landmarks she'd like to see in real life? The Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame. In Spain, she's looking forward to the churros.
I've been wanting to try churros, but we've attempted to make them on one of the fundraisers, and it didn't turn out so well. It was like really burnt and like a piece of charcoal.
This trip has been in the works for over a year. Mariah Smith and Andrea Budbill are the Dillingham High School teacher chaperones. Smith teaches French and Budbill teaches Spanish at the high school. Budbill says it's going to be a whirlwind 2 weeks.
We're flying into Paris. We're doing a day trip to Versailles. We're going to Avignon, Provence, Nîmes. Those are all the places in France. And then we're going to a place called Carcassonne. And it's a French name, but it's actually right across the border in Spain. And they have a Salvador Dalí museum there. And we're just sort of spending a day there and then going on to Barcelona and then to Madrid and then back home.
While Smith and Budbill organized the trip through the school, it does not draw on school money. As a group, Café Olé raised about $9,000 for the trip, which was divided among the students who each needed to raise close to $5,000. Smith believes the trip will be constructive for students' education and personal growth.
You learn a language when you actually have to use it. And you learn how to pronounce correctly when you start speaking to French speakers versus me, I'm just an American French speaker. And then for them as students and also just as people of this world, they will get the opportunity to see something so much bigger than themselves and then Dillingham. Just seeing what's out there and what's different from themselves. So then they can get the opportunity to come back and reflect on themselves and get to know more about who they are and what their culture is because they've seen something completely different from that.
The students, along with five adult chaperones, will leave from Anchorage on March 21st and return to Dillingham April 1st. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.